Good morning, Rabosai. Pasuk Dalet. Im tevekshenu chakosef v'chamatmonim tachbesenu. The pursuit of Torah. At least the first half of the pasuk, as the Gaon will explain. Ki bakoshehi al dova shenevad v'lo noda makoma ayehu. Levakesh means to search. Searching implies that one doesn't know the location of that which he seeks. Kemosha kosuv ta'isi kese oved bakesh avdecha. That when one is lost, so then there's a need for bakasha. The imagery of kesef reinforces this image. V'chein kesef lahaviach, ein odem yodeh b'me yistakeh. Let's say a person looks for a business opportunity. So a person doesn't know where he's going to find that business opportunity. Which corner of the economy is he going to find that business opportunity in? Ein odem yodeh b'me yistakeh. V'derech ha'odem levakesh acharav. And because of that, a person will search. And once upon a time, literally, a person will wander from place to place, looking to see where there are jobs. So here, I don't know, I'm not sure whether the following idea is implied in the Gaon, whether it's, even if not implied, sort of a valid juxtaposition to what he says. So Nicha, we understand that a person has to be Mevakesh Torah. A person has to be, as the Gaon will say, Bohinyan. Well, let's hold off for 1 minute and come back to it. We just need to see another line. V'chamatmonim tach b'sena, derech dova ha'tomun b'mokom yadua, shemunach u'mutmon b'sadu b'mokom. Something which is a matmon. Something which is hidden, so a person generally knows. A person knows the general area. However, eino yodea makomo mamash. He doesn't know it with specificity. He doesn't know it with exactitude. So therefore, tzach lechapis biyadayim. Ubozesh shayachipos b'dav atoman. And in that sense, there is need for chipos. Shataman who are also vizevach kamatmonim v'chamatmonim tach b'sana v'ha'inya, and the two halves of the pasuk shehi neged Torah mitzvahs, just as in pasuk Aleph, Shlomo HaMelech was speaking both about Talmud Torah and in kiyum mitzvahs. Shalat Torah tzach levakish kakesiv v'lelech meir leir u'mimdina mimdina l'lmo Torah v'zeu im tevakshana chakosef haynu Torah. So a person has to be galul l'makom Torah. A person has to go to where the opportunity exists. The best opportunity exists for him to learn Torah. There has to be a bikush, a search which doesn't have very narrow geographical boundaries. By contrast, v'chamatmonim tach b'sana haynu mitzvahs, acha shem tzmunim u'tzfunim b'yodo ad bo es hazman ha-mitzvah la'asasa. A person is learning a little bit hilchos b'dikas chametz. Okay, so now we're at a shoshim v'konim v'chag. There's what to already apply the halachos. But before Purim, when it wasn't even shoshim v'konim v'chag, there was nothing to do with it, right? There was nothing halacha l'maisa to do with hilchos b'dikas chametz. Achashem tzmunim tzvun biyado, the halachas are hidden away, as it were, ad bo eis zman ha-mitzvah la-asosa, v'oz yichape acha hilchoseh v'diktukeh b'mokim shetom and tachas yado. A person needs to, just as when you bury a treasure, so then you need to, if you want to access the treasure, you now need to dig it up. So too, when the Zman and Mitzvah comes, so now a person needs to, you know, press the recall button and search his memory to be able to apply and fulfill halacha l'maisa, all those halachos. Dugmas matmonim ukemosh kosel lamala tikach amoray, which was keneged Torah, umitzvosai titzbon itach. So here, just the one point, maybe just to think about for a moment. So the imagery and the metaphor of bikush, kakostef, clearly is conveying again the need to be goal and welcome to the need to have this unbounded search for the Divrei Torah. But l'chora, I don't know, what maybe one could have said tirdof as well, but the Gaon makes the point of explaining that bakosha also has this association with the Dovah HaNeavad. And if the point is only to convey have a goal of Mokum Torah, so why do we use a verb that sort of insinuates that Torah is a Dovah HaNeavad? So maybe what the Gaon has in mind here also, you know, between the words, between the lines, is the famous Gemara in Nida, about that the Malach teaches us Torah. And in that sense, the pursuit of Torah is being depicted as looking for a Dovah HaNeavad. And when a person's looking Torah, learning Torah, when a person's pursuing Torah, he's looking to reclaim. He's looking to find an Aveda. Maybe let's just begin the next pasuk. Oz tov in yeres Hashem v'das alukim timtzu. Imtasa kol hanizkar le'el. What's the antecedent to pasuk K? So presumably kol hanizkar le'el, I don't know, I guess is the first four psukim. So then the result will be that Oz Tov in Yeres Hashem, the Das, it's clear from what the Gaon is about to say, that we should read Das Elohim, that it's Lashon Chol, not Lashon Kodesh, although, I don't know, maybe we'll come back and talk about that. Timtza, Hadash HaMalachim, Klomer, Hasogas HaMalachim. So A, you'll understand, or whatever the correct translation for Tovin should be, Yiras Hashem, and B, you'll find the level of hasoga, of understanding, of apprehension that Malachim have. V'ha'inyan, in terms of the two halves of this pasuk, ki im ein yira ein chochma, im ein chochma ein yira. Imein das ein bina, imein bina ein das. So this mission of this, right? It's clear that just anyone trying to learn pshat in the Mishnah has to understand why this doesn't create an impossible circularity. So how do you break in, right? You can't have chokhmah without yira. Okay, so I'll get yira first. No, but you can't have yira without chokhmah. So how do you? So clearly that's not what the Mishnah means. So that's just sort of the very basic challenge in terms of understanding Pshat in the Mishnah. And clearly there are different levels to what we're talking about, right? Clearly there are different levels of Yira And that's why what the Mishnah is depicting is not an impossible circularity. So let's see how the Gaon interprets the Mishnah for us. Ki hayira hi hamevi alidei chochma. Kmo she'amru chachamenu zal, hanenim en ha'olam hazeh b'lobocha mo'al, mai takanta yetzal etzal chocham v'yalam denu. Zehu im ein yira, ein chochma. V'im ein chochma af sheyir lo yira eino klum, ki yira les le mi garmo klum. V'ze shenema v'habur reik ein bo mayim, v'ein bo yirechet. Ki hayira eino rak otzar la chochma, kamo shenema yiras Hashem hi otzar, tahaynu shehayira no ledes mea chochma. L'chach im ein chochma ein yira. So some of what the Gaon is saying here, I don't know that this is all of what he's saying, but some for today, is the following. Does yiras Hashem, again, in the sense of that the person fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that yiras Hashem is the impetus to pursue chochma, to look, to know, to learn Mo Hashem Lokecha Shom Eimach. If a person has no Yiras Hashem, then there's no impetus to know Hilchos Shabbos. There's no impetus to know Hilchos Tefillah. Im ein Yira ein Chochma. There won't be Chochma. Certainly not the adequate level of Chochma without that impetus of Yira. Me'idach Gisa, what Yira really means in its fullest sense is that the Yiras Hashem a person has is translated into Yiras Chet. And that's a pasuk in Chumash, right? Bavo tia uvavo tia yirasal panechem levilti sacheto. Right? The expression of Yiras Hashem is Yiras Chet. Now, without the chochma, without knowing what the halachas, so in that sense, ein yira, you don't have the, call it the applied yira. You don't have it, you don't have the manifestation. You don't have the expression of yira. And that's the upward cycle, not circularity. That's the upward cycle of ein yira, ein chochma, ein chochma, ein yira. And that's part of what the phrase from the Zohar as the footnote here identifies of yira les le mi garmo klum. So part of what that phrase means is that yira by itself has nothing, which means again that a yira which isn't informed by chochma can't translate and can't express itself. It's, as it were, it's bankrupt. And it's only with that combination, with the chochma, that then the yira is able to translate and be expressed. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Tomorrow, we'll finish the pasuk with the Gaon. We're back to the regular schedule, Tanim Hashem, Linad, with 12:30 share. Okay, everyone should have a good, productive morning. Be well, be safe.